Blog Talk Radio. A Date with Destiny for Monday, August the 6th. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you live from Baltimore, Maryland, as I will be doing every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve their destiny. Well, we have another very special show for you this evening, and I'm pleased to have co-hosting with me once again, Ms. Teresa Hamilton, who is the CEO and founder of Making It Happen Incorporated. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Lisa. I'm happy to be here once again.
Well, I'm so happy that you could be here with me today. It's going to be a very, very empowering show, so I'm so looking forward to getting started. We will be taking calls later on in the show, so if you would like to call in with questions and participate in the conversation, that number is 347-237-4518. That's 347-237-4518. And for those of you tuning in via the computer, please click on the follow button on the left-hand side of the title so that you can receive updates on upcoming broadcasts. This evening's program, we will be talking about fear versus faith. Which are you choosing? I'm also interested in talking with new and seasoned authors who have written motivational books and would like to promote their book on my program. I have sponsor rates available to send to you if you're looking for more sales. This is an excellent vehicle to make that happen. My sales and Teresa's sales have increased since we started the program, as well as our websites have been doing exceptionally well. So we thank all of you who have purchased our books and visited our websites. Also, anyone who has a business that they would like to promote, we also have sponsorships available for you as well. And the beauty about internet radio is we reach a very, very, very broad audience, not just locally, but internationally. We are now available as a podcast, and it's free. So you can go to the iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny. You will also receive future episodes as well as being able to take us with you wherever you go. So if you're riding in the car or you're exercising or whatever, you can listen to us at any time, and that's wonderful. We're so excited about that. You can send me a message through this site if you would like to get in touch with us in regards to sponsorship or just anything that we've discussed. And if you've tuned in via your computer, you can send a message through my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101, or you can leave a message via my website at yourdestinyawaits.net. Like I said last week, speaking of websites, I have added an affirmations page. Woohoo! I believe that daily affirmations really help us to stay on the path of gratitude, and it helps to affirm our beliefs in the greater good for our lives. I believe it will bless you in the areas of awareness, love, and financial healing. So once again, that's yourdestinyawaits.net. Many of you have already stopped by since I broadcasted last week, and I want to thank you, and a special thank you to Ms. Tori Lorsell for signing my guest book. Hey, Tori, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. So, Teresa Hamilton, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing so well. I feel terrific. I feel great. I worked outside most of the day today, and I got some good sunlight, so wonderful vitamin D for me, so I feel wonderful. Excellent.
Well, girl, you can have it because this August heat right now, woo, girl. My daughter just got back from the Bahamas. I think it was
wonderful.
Last week or the week before last, and she brought me back this beautiful handmade fan, Teresa.
Wow.
It's just gorgeous.
I know it is.
And with this time of the year and plus the seasons that we go through, girl, that fan is so on time. I carry it around in the house with me everywhere I go. The air is on, but I still use my fan.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, so, okay, last week we talked about moving beyond our comfort zone and about being in the wasteland and how to maneuver while being in the wasteland. I believe that was a very empowering show. Oh, my gosh,
yes,
that show was really, really great. This evening we're going to discuss fear versus faith and the fact that so many of us are living in a state of fear and don't even realize it. Tonight, I will be referencing Genevieve Behrend's book, Your Invisible Power, which I highly recommend. It's a very, very empowering book. One of the many challenges of life that I have found is to remain in a constant state of faith. Trying to keep the faith when everything around you seems to be falling apart can be very difficult. We are constantly tested day to day while we are here on this plane. With the latest and greatest technology at our fingertips, which is growing daily, we have access to so much negativity, like the news, number one. You have reality TV. And for our youth, social networking, which is, if it's not monitored correctly, can be a detriment to the child. With the current status of our economy and with lots of people being laid off and looking for work, people have lost their homes and their cars and along with their hope that things will get better. Is it any wonder that they're walking around faithless and full of fear? What do you think about that, Teresa?
Yes, I think that we have certainly within the past, I'd say, 4 to 5 years definitely had a number of challenges. And like you said, everything, because some of the benefits of technology are that we can do a lot of things faster. Like I love the fact that I can be on the internet and search any historical event or any person in a matter of seconds. However, the negative side of that is that you tend to hear all of the news that you probably don't need to hear that will camouflage any positive, faithful view that you can muster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I tell people, please don't watch the news before you go to bed. That should be the very thing you don't do, you know, because images do stick with us, after we close our eyes and go to sleep. And is it a wonder why sometimes we wake up in the morning in a bad mood?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we're already, like, we've already got it into our subconscious mind. And then when we wake up and we wonder, you know, why are we, like, our day is just already bad before we even, our feet even hit the floor. You know, we're dreading getting out of bed. We're dreading going to work or whatever it is we have to do for that day. So if you are one of those people out there who tend to fall asleep to the news, you might want to think about changing that habit. You know, change to something that's going to make you laugh or, you know, change to the, you know what's good? The travel station. You know, the Travel Channel?
Yeah.
I love
that
channel because, you know, you can look at that and I don't know how many places now I have on my bucket list to visit, but if God is willing, I plan on getting to each and every one of them.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's just so many challenges we face today, and it really does challenge our faith because you're thinking, you know, God says to us to be, to seek Him first, and all the things that we want will happen. And then we hear the news, and the news says, you know, the Dow Jones dropped by 300 points. The economic news isn't good. The, you know, unemployment rate has shot up to 8.2. And we judge and make decisions based on the information we hear now.
Exactly.
Whereas before, we, you know, like I said, we could not get up-to-minute data. The data had to be crunched forever before
mm-hmm.
you would even get it would even get to you. And by the time it got to you, it was stale. So
mm-hmm.
it's really we do really have a lot of challenges so far.
Yeah, we do. So in times like that, and especially now, because, you know, I hear from a lot of people that they're going through that things, you know, it's almost like Chicken Little, the story of Chicken Little and the sky is falling, you
uh-huh.
know. And to a lot of people, that's very real, very real. They are,
right.
Their fear is real.
Right.
And for me, in my experience, I don't care how rooted and grounded you are, which is good if you are, but if you're not careful, even the strongest can be tested.
Yes. And that happens to me on a daily basis. I think we've done a number of shows on renewing your mind. And so
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis, you have to, whenever you see the negative, you've got to replace it with something positive. Otherwise, you'll get swamped. And you'll spend 2 days and, you know, you're motivator, you're always generally upbeat, but there will be times when you're thinking, gee, if I don't really kind of get away and just change this mood or change the things I'm doing, I'm going to be just swamped with negativity, and I'm just going to just drown in it.
So it
really is important for us to learn to encourage ourselves. And one of the things that I found most helpful for me is that when I fret less, and I know we've all heard the acronym is fear is false evidence that appears to be real,
mm-hmm,
but it's
mm-hmm.
not real. And so
mm-hmm.
when we can exercise our faith, and to me faith is calling, is really saying that although I don't have money to pay my rent, I'm going to get the money to pay my rent. That's
mm-hmm.
the difference. You know what I mean? Somewhere,
somehow. Or just believing that your rent is already paid.
We have to
start adapting that attitude of, you know what? Okay, I can't see it right now. And I can't tell you how many times in my life this has worked for me. You know, especially when it comes to finances, because, you know, you can find yourself at 1 minute you're here in your finances, and the next minute you turn around, it's like, wait a minute, what happened? You know, because at any given time, anything can happen. I don't care who you are. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're alive, if you're breathing, if you're a human being, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, it can happen to you. You know,
mm-hmm.
we can all fall. We can all fall. And the thing is, you know, And it's very scary. Very scary. And that's where the fear comes in. But the thing is, what you have to do, this is what the faith part of it, is believing that you have already received
that
thing that you've been asking and praying for.
Mm-hmm.
Believing
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you have already received. You know?
Right. And I think, and I think for the listeners, we tend to think it's an all-or-nothing approach, which technically it is. However, it's also a growth period. Like the more miracles or the more things that work out in your favor, then you are to use those instances to boost your faith even higher or even more. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like this progression, and sometimes the items get bigger that we're asking for, or, you know, the dollar amount gets bigger, or, you know, whatever. But if we continue to put this in practice, we'll start to see little milestones that turn into medium milestones, that turn into huge milestones. And then I listen to pastors of huge churches who, for instance, I think Joel Osteen has this thing where he wanted to get the stadium, and he talked
mm-hmm.
about what kind of faith he needed to make it happen, because everything looked like it was not going to work out for him to get that stadium. And yet, he still had to have faith. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I just find, I just want the listeners to know that just start having faith over the little small things.
Yeah.
You know, like faith, I think, Lisa, the one thing I always find interesting is in you sharing the story about a parking space and your angels looking out for you to get you a space, and you'll just say a quick little prayer, and every time I'm with you, we always get a parking space.
Every
it's not
time.
A parking space around the corner and down and two blocks down. It's always right in front of where we're
going.
Right in
front.
And that's,
every single
that's
time.
An example of consistently exercising faith to the point where it's like a bridge that you're walking over, that you have full confidence that the bridge is going to hold you up.
Right. Right. And, you know, I think that's what the scripture means when it said, if you have faith over the small things, then, you know, I'll give you, you know, you'll get the bigger things because now your faith has grown. So the if you start off small and you see that you're receiving the blessings of that, you're reaping the benefits of it, then as you continue to grow, then, you know, you'll be trusted with the bigger things because now your faith is a bigger faith. You know, it's gotten supersized. You know, now you have supersized faith.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, in another scripture where it says, you know, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, I love that scripture. I love that. And then what does it say after that? You can speak to mountains and tell them to move out of your way. And you know, I want everybody to hear this. A mustard seed. Google it. Google mustard seed and look to see how big it is. It's a teeny tiny little seed. It's a teeny tiny little seed. And it's all it's asking, all the great spirit of God, Jehovah, all he's asking us to do is have that kind of faith. If you have the faith, that small, teeny tiny little mustard seed faith, then you he has given you the power to speak into your situation and tell it what it is you want it to do. Now, that's what the word says. That's not what I'm saying. That's what the word says. Now, let me ask you this question. What do you think when you hear this, when you hear people say, if it's God's will? I hear Christians talk about that. I hear Christians say that a lot. And I want everyone to know that this is my show, you know, it's tagged as spiritual. You know, we are universal, because God is a universal God. So I'm not, you know, I believe in all religions. I'm not one to say, oh, well, it's this religion or that religion. You have to do this. You have to do this. No. God is universal. So this, the discussions that we have, yes, we do believe in Jesus. We do believe in Christ, okay? We do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and God, of course, you know, the Father, the Son, that's what we believe in. But I know, I also believe that God is the God of all.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're Buddhist, Hindu, Jewish, Catholic, whatever it is you are, our God is the God of all. Okay, so
well,
I wanted to make that plain and clear. But when I hear people say, you know, they're talking, and these are believers, and then they'll say stuff like, you know, at the end of what they want, they'll say, if it's God's will.
Well, you
what
know,
you
it's
that?
Funny, I have a good response on that one, because this is something that I've studied, and I feel like I've had major revelation on regarding, and that is that what we fail to realize is that God created us, and he created us, and he didn't leave us in heaven. He put us on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he tell us?
That we
should
have power and
dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Right, power and dominion. And I really believe that we don't take that far enough in the way that I think God intended it to go. I think that one of my favorite scriptures is that it's the Tower of Babel, when they build that tower, and then the tower, they knock that tower down, and God says, he says, now man can do anything he imagines to do. In other words, God, outside of man, because I created him in my image, he's fully in power and in charge of anything he wants to make happen. And I believe that. So I believe that when people say, is it God's will, It's God placed the thought, the idea for you to have something. And again, this is assuming you're, you know, it's fully exercised in love and peace, and you're not harming or hurting your brother, or stealing or from your brother. I think that it is His will it's your will. And that we as a people need to realize that we have a greater will than we exercise. And I think that part of the problem with faith is that we're very timid without faith. We're like, well, if it's God's will, well, I'm just praying for God. God already gave us power. That's
right.
How I believe. I believe He gave us power to exercise, strong power to make anything we desire happen. And when you see what happened with the Mars spaceship going up into space, and they're bringing now the pictures back. Who, I mean, yes, God had already ordained for man to be able to explore space and to do anything He imagines to do, and He does. And so that's what I believe. I believe whatever it is man wants to do, he has the authority and the power and dominion, because that's what God gave him to do, as long as he exercises according to God's universal laws. But I think that man has a lot of that control. And that's a part of faith, is believing and knowing that. Because when you really exercise and believe and you know that to be true, you anything you want, if you need money for your rent, if you need money to build a house, you believe that thing is going to come to you, because you have the power and the dominion to speak it into existence.
That's right.
And it will occur.
That's right. And, you know, I tell people, look, if you're going to pray for rain, why are you walking out of the house without an umbrella? If you're praying for rain, you better go get that umbrella, okay? You know, they pray, they ask for things, but then they don't really expect it. You know, if you think your thought is powerful, then your thought is powerful. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that is the law of life. And the creative power can no more change this law than an ordinary mirror can reflect back to you a different image than the object you hold before it. You know, so as you think, so are you, does not mean as you tell people you think, or as you would wish the world to believe you think. It means your innermost thoughts. That place where no one but you knows, but you and God. So you have your innermost thoughts, whatever you're thinking, if they're powerful thoughts, then it's going to be powerful results.
Yes.
You know, so, and like one of the scriptures, what, Isaiah, I think it's 41, verse 10. So God is telling us, first of all, God is telling us, look, you are truly powerful.
Yeah,
and we talk about this in every show, and we talk about it because I want people to get it. You are truly powerful. So, and he speaks this in the Bible over and over and time again. In Isaiah 41, he says, do not fear. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So if the maker of the universe is saying this to you, why do we still get afraid?
I'll tell you why we get afraid. We get afraid because one of the, there are some what I call prerequisites to getting that power. And one of the prerequisites is how you spend your time on a daily basis with your thoughts, what you do. When you're, you know, and I am very guilty of this, which is I will go, and all of us to a certain degree, we're busy just doing, running. We got to go here. We got to do this. We got to run up here and get this. We got to pick the kids up. We got to take our husband on his clothes. We got to drive our daughter down to a ballet class. We got to study 12 hours if we're going to pass the exam. We find ourselves, and then when we're not busy doing anything, what do we do? What do we consider our relaxation time?
TV.
Begging out on a television show.
Watching reality shows.
Yeah, we're dumbed down on a reality show, or and then we wonder why, like you said, your thoughts aren't as powerful, because it's kind of like garbage in, garbage out. And that is why we can't elevate our mind to create something that would go, an instrument that would go to Mars, look around the planet, and I'm not saying everyone is of a scientific, you know, some of us are, but, you know, everyone to that degree, but everyone has a skill set or something that if they spent more time working on and thinking about and creating, they would have that power.
That's right. And, you know, this just dropped into my spirit. When you were talking about that, you know, you happen to know one of my all-time favorite poems is Our Deepest Fear. And I want to share that with the audience. I know that you've heard this probably before, but you know what? This is a perfect time to read this and to let it just manifest, you know, in our spirit. And it starts off, and it tells us, actually speaks to our fear and what that is. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Wow,
that's powerful.
Such a powerful poem. It's just so, so powerful.
Yes, because, you know, go ahead.
It just resonates with us in that, you know, when we really exercise I always said the God within us, what we can do, and that despite all of the negative that we hear in the world, we still have to have hope and faith that we can make a difference still.
Yes. And again, if God be for you, then who?
Yes.
Who can be against you? And we have to walk in that. We have to remind ourselves every minute of every day, every minute of every day. And then to enforce that with gratitude. Gratitude is like a magic pill. You know, it's like, okay, here we go. You know, Jack and the Beanstalk, the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. And you know how Jack with the magic beans, and then he took those beans and he planted them in the ground, and then what happened? A great big stalk came out of the ground and went up into the sky. And I know this is fantasy and this is story, but your thoughts, you know, you have their seeds. You're dropping seeds. Whatever seeds you are dropping into your mind, you're dropping into your thoughts, they're seeds. And when you drop those seeds, when those thoughts are in your head, they drop down into your soil, your soul, and then whatever it is that you drop down there is going to grow.
Exactly.
And the more you think about it, whether it's something that you're afraid of, that boogeyman, that giant, whatever, it's going to grow. But if you drop down the seeds of positiveness, if you drop down the seeds of knowing that God loves you, if you drop down the seeds that knowing that God's got your back no matter what, then those are the things that are going to grow inside of you. You're going to grow love. You're going to grow faith. You're going to grow happiness and all of that. And you know that you are a whole being, not a half being, because if you're walking around in fear, then you're walking around a half person.
Exactly, exactly, Lisa. That's an awesome point.
We weren't meant for that. We were meant, what does the poem say? We are meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is where? Within us. And people listen to this. You know, it's not, some people think, well, she's got it, and how does she get that, and how do I get? No, it's not set aside for people who preach or people who stand in the pulpits on a Sunday morning or people who are on TV. No, it's in everybody. It's in all of us. So we are constantly, we are told, God tells us, fear not, for I have overcome the world. All of this stuff that we see on a day-to-day basis, we're living, we're walking in it, you know, we're afraid that this bill's not going to get paid back. Stop it. You're still here. You remind me of the children of Israel when God parted the Red Sea. You know, and they walk through. It's like, okay, and when they got through that, got through to the other side, they still were tripping. I know God had to be saying, Lord, have mercy. I done just parted the sea. Y'all done just walked through. What more do I got to do to show you? So in other words, we may not have had a quote-unquote Red Sea parting, but I bet you've been saved somehow and more than once. You know why I know that? Because you're still here. So how are you going to choose to remain here? Are you going to continue to choose to walk in fear? Or are you going to try your best to work on your faith daily? And the more you exercise that, the stronger it becomes. Go ahead.
Yeah, and part of that faith is, like you said, and that's the key for your listeners, is that it's not, they don't have to worry that, oh, I know I really don't have faith, but they need to know that they will grow their faith based on their experiences. They're going to grow it naturally. That the more, because what I find now, and it took me a while to get here, I was a worrywart. I mean, I was such a worrywart that it's just not even funny. I remember in college getting a B on a paper that I didn't even prepare for, and I was stressed out because I got a B.
Wow.
I mean, I was just that intense as a personality.
Right.
I was just like, oh, I got a B. Not that I was, like, just a terrific student, but there, at a point for me, I just fretted. I would just fret over every little thing that you can ever imagine. And so as I grew in my faith, what happens now is that, you know, I just, it's this belief or this knowing that God's got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whatever your needs are, you pray, you meditate, and you leave it there. You don't pick it back up and take it with you. And what I discovered was the more I left stuff there, like I didn't keep picking it up and going back to it and mauling it, like you said, with your thoughts, making it a boogeyman, making it a giant, making it a problem, the more it resolved itself quicker.
That was the crazy part.
It was like, wow, now we're getting down to it. Just almost seemed like, wow, this, you know, I worried about this, and I would have a resolution. It would be in my favor before I knew it. And then that's when I realized it's pointless. It's pointless to worry anyway, because you're not going to be able to change anything. You know, that's the thing with worry. Why is worry not that bright? Because what can you change by worrying?
Not a thing.
What can you, you know, your best bet is to pray about it, leave it at God's feet, and move on. You know what I mean? And if there are things that you can change in the process to help make the situation better, you'll do those things, but not to sit over and fret and worry every second.
Exactly. I mean, and again, people, we have choices. We can choose how we're going to react in any given situation. You can choose how you are going to think about your financial situation, your finances, your health, your job, anything, your children, your spouse, your friends, your whatever. You have choices to make. Now, remember, there are consequences for your choices. So, for example, if you are going to constantly worry about your bills, then guess what? you're always going to have bills to be worried about.
You know,
instead of just believing that no matter what, it's going to be taken care of, it's handled. It's already done.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the kind of faith that you need to work yourself up to. You need mm-hmm. to work yourself up to the point where you're not worrying. Because
mm-hmm.
you know what? Studies show that worry brings on disease. And they break
yeah.
the word down, dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your body
mm-hmm.
is in dis-ease. So
oh, okay.
if you are worrying, you know, a lot of times for you guys out there who have back problems, you
mm-hmm.
might want to check what you're thinking about, what you're stressing over. And did you
mm-hmm.
know that worry can also bring on cancer and all kinds of other stuff?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Migraine
mm-hmm.
headaches. What else do we walk around with? You name it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's not, you know, of good health, if you're
mm-hmm.
worrying and stressing, you're making yourself sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
also have the power to turn all that around as well.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, you just really have to exercise a faith and truly, and the other thing I've learned too is that we've got to also do the things that we know are right to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a lot of responsibility ourselves and a lot of things and taking control of and charge of in our lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that will help us with our faith. And again, we're not perfect, but the things that we can control, we really should take the time to control.
Yes, yes. And, you know, this fear thing and getting beyond it, if you didn't listen to the show, I don't even know which week we're in, but the one that we did on, was that last week, Comfort Zone? No, 2 weeks before we did a show
mm-hmm.
on comfort zones and going beyond our comfort zone and how that can strike fear. That can strike fear
mm-hmm.
in anybody. And, yeah, it
mm-hmm.
is uncomfortable. I mean, we do get afraid. Don't get me wrong. We're never going to, like, not face fear or not have it. But the thing is, you can get beyond that if you take the first step. Just go beyond it. Just say, you know what, I'm just going to do this. I'm
mm-hmm.
just going to do
mm-hmm.
it, and I'm going to trust and believe that it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee
mm-hmm.
you when you do that, it will be all right. Because, look, for example, this radio show that, you know, we started,
mm-hmm.
we started this show in April. In a
mm-hmm.
couple of weeks, you know, just what, last week or so, I just posted that we have over 3,000 people listening, tuning in and listening to us. Well, guess
mm-hmm.
what? In a couple more weeks, it's going to be up to 5,000. That's how fast it's growing. And I think
yeah.
by the end, and I'm claiming by the end of this year, we're going to be well over 10,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm. I predict 20.
Okay, I receive that.
I predict 20,000.
I receive that. I receive it. But if I had said, well, no, you know, I can't do that, and, well, what
yeah.
if this, and where is
yeah.
this going to come from, and, oh, we don't have this and we don't have that, we never would have gotten started, and then we never would have been able to just, you know, get out there and just be able to empower and inspire people. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I had no clue. All I knew was that I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then I trusted. I just put everything else up, and I'm like, you know what? I know that it's going to be all right, and it's going to blossom, and it's going to grow.
Yeah.
And
it
is.
Has. And it will continue to grow based on belief, you know,
based
faith,
on belief.
And based on you're doing everything you know to do to make it work. But then God gives the increase. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
And that's part of how we live our lives, and we're able to live our lives, which, you know, to me, the most important thing that people need in their lives is just a state of peace. And
yeah.
I would tell people when I made the decision, you know, to go out from a corporate setting to self-employment at a time when we, you know, it's hard. You think about health care. You think about the money that you're leaving and all that stuff on the table. It comes down to what have I gained? The peace that I have that resides in me, I just wish I could just blow it on everybody so that they can.
I know, right?
It's something, it is, right? It's something that you just feel is priceless.
Yeah.
And you're so thankful that you made the leap because you're like, wow, I just literally feel like I'm out the cave now. That's exactly what you feel like, the excitement, the happiness, the peacefulness, the just exuberance. When, like you said, when you wake up in the morning, when we wake up, Lisa, you and I are happy. How many people can say that? I spent a number of years waking up feeling like I had a lead foot.
You know, trepidation.
So some of the things, that when you really start to exercise faith and stepping out of your comfort zone and doing what you desire to do, these are the things that start to happen to you in your life.
Right, and we have to start living in the now, people. You know, we can plan our future all day long. You know, we can plan, make plans, which is nothing wrong with that. It's great to do so. But at the same time, you know, we have to look at where we are now because, you know, they always say that tomorrow's not promised to us. Well, guess what, folks? Today is not promised to us. At any given time, you know, we could just leave here. And then, again, then guess what? You're gone, but the world still goes on. So that means whatever bill that you're stressing over, just because you, it's still going to be there. Okay, it may not get paid because you're not here anymore, but things still go on. Why are you worried about, why do we worry about things that we literally have no control over?
Yeah, and sometimes those things come in our lives to wake us up to the reality that we're living a dead life. We're living an emotionless life. You know, we're living a life that we just, you know, people
unhappy.
Have to own up to unhappiness. You got to own it. You know, you got to come to a point where something's just not hitting it. I'm not feeling good about myself. I'm not feeling good going into the work. My husband is not looking like I think he should. You know, my kids aren't acting right. We need to sometimes be jolted to own what our lives have become. You know what I
exactly.
mean? To really own it. And think about it so that we can make change.
Exactly. Exactly. People are, they have gotten to the point of just hopelessness. And they don't know how to shake themselves out of it. And, you know, really, again, it gets back to just start thinking about things that you have to be grateful for. You know, it could be, I don't care how small it is. And once you start naming things, Teresa, that you're grateful for, more things that you have to be grateful about start to appear in front of you. It's crazy how that happens. Just start. I mean, really start thinking about things that you are grateful for on a day-to-day basis. And then more things that you have to be grateful about will start to appear in front of you. It's like magic. So I just encourage people to really stop and think about, you know, why am I worrying so much? What, truly, what am I afraid of? Truly, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid to step out of my comfort zone and go and maybe start my own business or go back to school or, you know, what? What is it that you want to do or what is it that's in your life that's so big, that's bigger than God? Somebody said to me the other day, they were like, well, do you, we were talking about something, I think it was, oh, I know, we were talking about going, I want to go on a trip. You know I want to do Europe. I want to tour Europe, amongst other places. And someone said to me, well, you know, well, that's going to be a lot of money, and yeah, you're going to need this, and you're going to need that. I said, I already got it. Well, you got that? Well, yeah, if God's got it, I got it. That's how I look at it. My father has it, so if he has it, I have it. And all I got to do is make the arrangements. I'm going. You know what I mean? I don't think about, you know, it's like if I think about, okay, I need $5,000, I need this, I need that. No, what I need to do is like, you know what? I'm ready to go to Europe.
Right, right, right. And changing the thought. And changing the thought not only as far as money may be concerned, but there are people that think that they're not good enough, that they don't have enough education, that they don't have enough, you know, enough of the skill set that it requires to be happy or do what they want to do or switch jobs if they need to do that. So whatever it is, you just have to change your thinking. Just start like you said earlier, Lisa, with changing your thoughts.
Exactly.
And changing your thoughts means changing it in the direction that you want to go in. If you feel like you've burned out on your job, you feel like you need another job, then just start saying, you know, God's going to give me another job, or, you know, I'm going to move up where I am in the company that I'm currently residing in. Just start changing those thoughts. And then the one thing I wanted to talk about, too, Lisa, about fear, one thing about fear and as it relates to God is that, and this was really a major problem with me and my walk with God, and that is this fear of condemnation.
I think. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that is that a lot of us feel like we're not worthy, or we've done so much wrong, or we're not really feeling like we even want to do right. You know, we just get caught in that place. And I know a lot of, you know, there have been a number of, you know, pastors, and we're not, you know, we're on a mission for God, but people just get caught up in, you know, I've got to walk this straight and narrow path. And I want to say, no, you don't. I want to say that all you need to do is, you know, you don't have to follow the Ten Commandments. You don't have to do this. What you need to do is have a relationship with God. And I tell you why. That's it. You don't need, and like Lisa said at the top of the hour, it's not about, even though we talk about God because he has made a significant impact in our lives.
Amen.
He's done stuff that we know we couldn't have made it through without his help.
Ooh.
And related to that is that sense of condemnation, like I've got to clean myself up, I've got to do this. No, just start talking to him like he's your friend. And
yeah.
And the reason why I'm challenging your listeners out there who, you know, to do that is because that's when you really get to know him and not know him in a religious sense.
Yeah.
Or churchy sense. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
Where he
can really start to talk to you and to come into your life in such a way that he will just blow it out or make it as full as you will allow him to do. And like I said, it has nothing to do with being perfect, because he knows that we, you know, we've already sinned and come short. But I really wanted to talk to some listeners about not feeling condemned, because that's a big fear of moving forward, is feeling that condemnation.
Well, and you know, the condemnation, for all you biblical scholars out there, and for those who aren't, condemnation was all Old Testament. You know, it's all Old Testament teaching. What is the New Testament about? The New Testament is about what? Grace.
Grace.
You know, we no longer live under the condemnation of the Old Testament, of the thou shalt not. We are now living under God's grace, you know, and his mercy. So, you know, we really need to get beyond thinking that we're not worthy. Yes, you are. You're worthy.
Yeah.
You are worthy because God has given you the power and dominion over everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, our time is winding down. I mean, I can't. I'm looking at the time, and I'm like, oh, my God, where did it go? But so I'm down to the I will leave you with this segment of my show. Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34, and this is another one that really speaks to this whole program tonight, is it states that it says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? So how do we get beyond the fear? You simply hold to the statement or affirmation that the best and all there is yours. Faith without works is dead, but faith with works sets you absolutely free. But then you ask, how can I speak the word of faith when I have little or no faith? Every living thing has faith in something or somebody. It is the quality of the creative energy in the positive faith thought which gives it vitality, not the form it takes. Even intense fear is alive with faith. You fear cancer because you believe it possible for you to contract it. You fear poverty and loneliness because you believe them possible for you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what and how are you thinking? As you sow, you shall reap. So therefore, if you plant an acorn, you get an oak. If you sow a grain of corn, you reap a stalk and many kernels of corn. You always get the manifestation of that which you consciously or unconsciously affirm and claim, habitually declare and expect, or in other words, as you sow. So therefore, sow the seeds of I am, I ought, I can. I will realize that because you are, you ought. That because you ought, you can. That because you can, you do. The manifestation of this truth, even in a small degree, gives you the indisputable understanding that dominion is your charter right. You are an heir of the throne of the Almighty, endowed with all power he has. God has given you everything. All is yours. And you know that all you have to do is to reach out your mental hand and take it. So that concludes our show this evening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. Shout out to my family who are always loving and supporting me, and to my Facebook family for once again tuning in. And for the new listeners, the next time you log into Facebook, please like our Facebook page at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101. Once again, Ms. Teresa Hamilton, thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us, for knowledge is power, and when we know better, we do better. Please tune in next week, August 13th at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Also, stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration. Your mission, folks, if you choose to accept it, is this. Take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation. Seek God and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lisa Saunders, and thank you for tuning into Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you next week. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come, and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. And when melody searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken, let the mind be correct. And I don't know if I'm going to make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you. Yeah. And when all my strength is gone, and you I can be strong, I look to you. I look to you. Oh yeah. And when melodies are gone, and you are here a song, I look to you.
My head is a broken.
Oh Lord,
coming down on me.
All the rain is falling.
The rain is falling. Your feet are calling.
Set me free.
Let me free.
Take me far away from the battle. I need you. Shine on me. I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong, I look to you.
To you,
ooh, I love.